Good morning, everyone. And thank you very much for coming. This is, as you know, the 15th annual Fighting Bob Fest. It's been 15 years since we started this thing up in Baraboo. And we're treated to a great talk by Senator Paul Simon from Illinois, who is still an icon for many of us. I'm Dave Zweifel, the editor emeritus of the Cap Times. And I've been involved in every one of these, and our paper has been a co-sponsor all these years, and our Evie Foundation has helped with the finances. We appreciate you coming. This is going to be one heck of a day. We ordered this weather, and it's just awesome. And we have it stage set up this year, so you don't have to look in the sun. So let me introduce the person that's really the fireball in all of this, the editor of the Progressive magazine, Ruth Conniff.
All right, thanks, Dave, and our great partners at the Capital Times. We are so proud to be putting on Fighting Bob Fest for its 15th year, second year here in this beautiful stadium, and really, could we possibly have gotten a better day? This is just so great. We have a lot of great speakers coming up, so I'm not going to talk to you for too long right now. We had a great film festival last night at the Barrymore. I hope some of you were able to come out and see our terrific progressive filmmakers. Some of them will be on stage today. Want to give a big shout out to Lily Johnson, the Progressive Development Director, who has been making this thing happen. Thank you, Lily. Thank you, Tess Powlich, who's been in touch with everybody and just pulled this whole thing together. So we're really excited to kick this thing off. Our first speaker of the day is Dane County's own Joe Parisi. Joe was first elected as county executive in 2011 after 6 years in the state assembly and 8 years as Dane County Clerk. He was in the State Assembly during the Act 10 fight and took part in the 61-hour filibuster to try to stop Act 10. At the county level, he took everything public employees had in their union contract and put it into a handbook, to protect public employee rights. And he points out the county is really our foothold against this onslaught by Scott Walker in the state of Wisconsin. Joe's priorities are to ensure that everyone in our community has access to the opportunity to succeed. He believes in investing in people, and which pays big dividends. And he knows this can work because he's experienced it himself. Here to say a little bit more about that is Joe Parisi. Please welcome him. Everybody.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Bob Fest. Dave Zweifel and all the people who have worked so hard over so many years to bring us the premier progressive gathering, networking, organizing event in Wisconsin. Thank you, Ruth, and thank you, Dave. We're so proud that this event is held in Dane County. As Ruth said, we believe Dane County is a progressive stronghold, and Dane County is a county that people can look to from around the state to see what living progressive values can do for a community. In Dane County, we believe in investing in people, in the natural environment, and in children, and we have the results to prove that a progressive agenda works, with 58% of the state's private sector job growth occurring right here in Dane County. I've lived here my entire life, and the investments that this community makes in people have touched me in a very personal way. I live a blessed life. I'm the county executive of an amazing county. I have a wonderful family, two girls who go, by the way, to Robert M. La Follette High School on Madison's Far East Side. I'm very fortunate. But my path here was a little untraditional. When I was 17 years old, I dropped out of high school. Like many teenagers, wasn't making the greatest choices in my life. But because I lived in a community that invests in people and provides people access to opportunity, I was able to turn my life around, to get my GED, to go to MATC, and to graduate from the University of Wisconsin and go on to contribute to my community because this progressive community invests in giving people access to the opportunity to succeed. My concern, however, is that opportunity is slipping away for too many people throughout our state. Because how can you succeed when the minimum wage is $7.50 an hour? How can you succeed when school funding is cut session after session? How can you succeed when college debt is so high that young people cannot afford a car or a mortgage once they graduate from college? We need a change of direction in Wisconsin, and we think we know a way to do that. Our motto in Wisconsin is moving forward, but for 7 years, our state has been moving backwards. We think it's time for a change and time to focus on our core values of making a difference in people's lives. Because if we know that if we invest in human beings and allow them to reach their full potential, we can move Wisconsin forward again. It worked for me. It works for Dane County. It can work for Wisconsin. So let's focus our lives on making a difference in other people's lives. Let's organize, let's get inspired this weekend, and let's go out and make the difference and make change happen and move Wisconsin forward again. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Joe.